Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
God's given us a lot of talent in this church. Musically, a lot of preachers, a lot of good preachers, a lot of them. Had a preacher call me Friday. I won't mention the name. He wants to use one of our people at his church. And I appreciate, from our church to his church, because we have a lot of talent. I won't mention the name. A lot of great preachers, a lot of great singers, musicians. And they're in need. He said, preacher, pastor, I wanted to call you as pastor, to let you know we're going to reach out to this individual to come over. And I thanked him. I thanked him for doing that, because we've had people leave here. The pastor didn't call me. I found out later that they were going, you know, and it's a matter of respect. Yeah. See, I said, bro, I appreciate that. Now, we may not use that individual. We're going to talk to him, but I want you to know we're looking at using this individual. I said, that is I highly, highly recommend him, but it hurt me. I love that person who wants to lose, but God gave them abilities and be used for the glory of the Lord. The point is, God gave us all abilities and talents, and I told the pastor, praise the Lord, be used of the Lord. And that's what he's talking about. We all have our talents. We all have our gifts. Verse number 19. And if all were one member, where were the body? That's a simple explanation. This sort of a view of a church would destroy the whole body, because a body consists of many members, not one. You get the point. Consists of many, not one. But now, are they many members, but yet one body? Again, he's turning around. All members have different functions and responsibilities, but they all work together in one body for the glory of God. Verse number 21. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. It's sinful and to be prideful to think of yourself as self-sufficient. We need each other. We need the hand. We need the feet. We need the eyes. We rely on each other. And that's what Paul is saying. Don't puff yourself up. The eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you. Again, the hand to the feet, I don't need you. We need each other. Verse number 22. That's what I wanted to get to, and I'm about done. And to those members which we think less honorable. What does that phrase less honorable mean? That's so that it's the word less valuable. That as a church, some members will look at others, well, I'm going to pick on Daniel because I love Daniel. Daniel's not really important. He just sits there. He don't even say amen. Just pick on Daniel. No, I'm saying, but that's what we're talking about. They're not in front of people in the church, you know. They don't have a position in the church. That's what that word less honorable means. In people's eyes, they're less valuable. Not in God's eyes, but in people's eyes. And even in the church, well, Daniel just, he just comes, he just sits there.
Amen.
Right on cue. But he's so valuable because he sits there. He's an example, not just to Judy, but to his daughters. Tanya and those grandkids, they see a daddy and a grandma going to church. And for us, I could go on and on, but that's the thought here. Do you still love me, Daniel? That we think less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. Get the picture. Upon those who think they're less honorable, or we think they're, or somebody thinks less, we ought to bestow more honor. Why? Daniel, thanks for coming and sitting. It edifies him. It makes him feel like, helps him. Hey, I am important. Not just to this church, but in the service of God's. We're known God's arm. So we're saying here, I wish, man, there's so much here. I got a whole page of notes here. Let's look at verse 22. Nay, I love that word, nay. The word "nay" is a bold. It's a bold rebuttal to the prideful man. I'm something, and Daniel, he's not. Nay. Let me say it again. Nay. I love that. Much more those members of the body which seem. Now, underline the word "seem." They're not, but they seem in the eyes of man. They seem to be more feeble. They're necessary. We have to have that gallbladder. Whatever you get the idea. They're necessary, even though they seem to be more feeble in the eyes of man, in the eyes of church, in the eyes of these important cogs in the church echelon, whatever that may mean. Those considered as being less important, they're necessary. It's where people saw little value, God sees great value. Amen. Remember Samuel and David. Here's all the brothers. And who was the daddy? David's dad. Jesse. Here's all the boys. Samuel said, no, this ain't right. This ain't, there's got to be some, oh yeah, little David, he's out there. Bring him to me. And Samuel anointed David. And in, you remember the story in 1 Samuel 16:7, man looketh on the outward appearance. They're seemingly unimportant, but the Lord looketh on the heart. David or Daniel, I'm picking on you now. God looks on the heart. They seem to be, but they're of great value in the Lord's work. In verse number 23 and 4, I'm going to quit. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more comeliness. I love this. The word comeliness is beauty. Beauty. By the way, you couldn't tell Daniel was 110 years old. He's like, Judy has never changed. What a beautiful, isn't she a beautiful lady? She, and Daniel was handsome. When I get to be 110, I'm going to look like him. I've known them for how long have we known each other? 50, yeah, since I was a little kid. Her daddy was Howard Holmes. Y'all know the story. Howard and Dorothy Holmes used to sit right there. When I was a kid, I would sing with mom and dad, I'm nearer home right here than I was yesterday. I'm closer to God along the way. Each step I take, each prayer I pray, I'm nearer home than I was yesterday. We would sing that song, and I'd walk down there, and Howard Holmes, he gave me $1 a couple times, and that's the most he ever gave me. I said, I've known them a long time, and they, you've not changed. You have found the fountain of youth. We're talking about uncut. They're beautiful people, even though people, well, they don't do nothing. Oh, yeah? In God's divine sight, as much as important as you are me. That's what Paul is trying to say here. The idea is to help those seemingly weak in the church that they might fulfill their place in church as much as any other members. Sometimes they feel like they're not important, but we, yes, you are. Daniel, Judy, you're so important to me to know where you come from, and your mom and daddy sitting right there and those great memories and all. To God be the glory. Now let me close with this, verse number 24. For comely parts have no need. That's... people think there's something. You have no need. You think you don't. Are you? You get being a little sarcastic here. You have no need. You think you have it all. But God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacked. Again, this gifts. There are no unimportant people in Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. Don't you dare. Don't you dare say, well, they don't do nothing. They're all important. Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus who makes all this possible. In his name we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.